We've been amazingly lucky this morning to be playing music throughout the program from the very beginning of from artists who will be featured in this Fresh Grass 3-day festival at Mass Mocha. We're even luckier to have the actual festival happening here in our region. It's a 3-day festival rich in both traditional and cutting edge bluegrass, presented in a wide array of venues tucked into Mass Mocha's wonderful factory turned museum setting. More than 40 bands will play on Mass Mocha. Mocha's four stages this coming weekend, Friday through Sunday. Elsewhere on the campus, instrument-specific workshops and industry seminars will be offered in conjunction with Berklee College of Music and its Roots American Roots program, often featuring guest musicians from the festival. Just a few names picked from the lineup are Emmy Lou Harris, Railroad Earth, the Carolina Chocolate Drops, Bela Fleck, and Abigail Washburn, Sam Bush, the infamous String Dusters, and Sam Amadon. Here to tell us more are Sue Killam, Mass Mocha's Managing Director of Performing Arts and Film, and Jody Joseph, Director of Communications. Jody and Sue, thank you very much for being with us. It's always a delight to have the two of you here, and even cooler when we get to talk about such a neat event.
40 bands. You know, it just sunk in when you said it, Joe. Think we're ready for that, Sue?
We're getting there. You know, stages are arriving. Joe, it's nice to see you again. Thanks for having us here.
Well, it's always great to see you, and I'm very excited about this event. This is a very cool thing that's going on. How did it all give birth? Do you know? I mean, whose idea was it?
It was a supporter of Mass Mocha, actually, who is a bluegrass fanatic and has some connections to the museum, and said, wouldn't this be great if we could do this? I think he said that. And Joe Thompson, who knows few words besides yes, said, sure, we'll do that. How's 6 weeks? And we threw a lineup together, and in 6 weeks had our first Fresh Grass Festival. And that was 4 years ago. We're in the fourth run.
So obviously now, when you have more time to plan, and it's not just 6 weeks, you can do more and you can get bigger. So how did you approach this festival then 4 years later?
Well, it's funny because every year the festival's sort of grown in different ways and expanded. And so this year, there's just such a wealth of amazing artists out there. And the lineup was fantastic last year. And I was thinking last year, how could they ever trump it again and sort of bring out somebody new? And then when the Emmy Lou Harris and Railroad Earth and Bela Fleck and David Grissom and all of those people came on board, it's just an incredible lineup. And how we always approach the festival is to look at both sort of the old standards, or the people that have been in bluegrass for quite some time, and sort of the traditionalists. But we also like to look at the new bands that are coming up and emerging, and sort of trying to sort of mix that old and new together, which is something that works really well at our festival, and is sort of we've received accolades from that, just because just audience and artists alike are sort of enjoying the new and the old together.
And bands that are either doing bluegrass or are heavily inspired by bluegrass.
Correct.
Yeah.
We sort of define bluegrass pretty broadly, and like it when people take twists on it or sort of are inspired by, exactly.
And as does the audience, because it gives them a wide repertoire as well.
Absolutely. I mean, it's pretty amazing that you can see the range of artists that you're seeing at our festival in one place, not to mention being able to walk through amazing art galleries and sort of be set in this place that most festivals don't have at their fingertips.
I hesitate a little bit to ask this question because I know it's really, really hard work, and it's, I don't want to belittle that in any way, shape, or form. But I think, you know, with experience comes a little bit of confidence. And I would think, Jody, at this point for festivals, you guys kind of have this down, right? I mean, you have like a pretty good idea of what's going on.
This is what we do.
Yeah.
You know, and we have crackerjack teams
this
at Mass Mocha.
This is what we do. For better or worse, this is what we do.
No. Well, you know, it's just, it's a day at work for us. You know, it's a really intense day, but
yeah.
We love to throw parties, and we throw great parties, and we have amazing staff. Sue leads our production teams, who never flinch at building another stage or adding another band to the program. Everyone really pitches in. It's frankly, it's an awesome moment for the museum. I always feel like we shine during these events where we have to fire on all cylinders, and everyone is just all in. great.
I think that that idea of being all in is important because you may come for the music and that may be what's on your ticket and why you're actually traveling from wherever you're traveling to go. But then people are all in and it seems in the festivals that I've gone to there, it's that they want to be, they want to explore. There seems to be a circular fashion that the attendees have of going around to try not to miss any of the nooks and crannies and things.
Yeah, I think that this festival definitely has a eager audience that wants to learn and wants to explore and wants to involve themselves. They're not passive listeners. They want to get right up there with their banjo and join the mega jam with Alison Brown, or you know, they want to go to a workshop and learn more about the bluegrass industry. They want to talk to a luthier, and either they know a lot about how a guitar is made or they know nothing, but they still want to engage in that way. And I think that, again, sort of the festival being set at a museum sort of just a sort of blows that wide open so everyone can really engage their listening ears and their brains in very different ways. And it allows the listener to really like dive in and find all the different things to see.
And the other cool thing is when you're meandering through the museum, and I mean, it's a beautiful, beautiful museum, but it's still an old factory, is that as you're tromping through the second floor, you can still hear the music, even if you're still immersed in it, even though you're at a different part, which is very cool.
Or you wander into a pop-up concert that's happening in the galleries.
Yes.
Or,
yeah.
We also, on one stage throughout the duration of the festival, we are hosting a contest for young duos and young banjo players, people who aren't currently...
What's young?
So I say young in terms of how of career.
Okay.
So unsigned musicians, basically.
Okay.
And they are competing for the Fresh Grass Award, which is over $15,000 in prizes. It's recording time in a Nashville studio. It's a slot at next year's Fresh Grass Festival. We did it for the first time last year. And Cricket Tell the Weather. We had one category last year. Cricket Tell the Weather was the band who sort of took the prize. And they'll be back to play this year. But it's an awesome opportunity for an up-and-coming bluegrass performer to take the stage and get sort of a nice springboard for their career.
And have you done that prior?
Yeah, this is the second year that we're doing it, and we've expanded from one to three categories this year.
And how did that turn out?
It was great. I mean, it's stiff competition. The bands that competed last year, they were all pretty great. And I know that the judges had to literally deliberate and figure out who was going to be the winner. And they chose Cricket Tell the Weather, which we announced at the festival. And so Cricket Tell the Weather was able to be one of our featured performers in this year's lineup. That's part of the prize. Plus, Compass Records has been a great partner with us throughout this festival. And they offer them recording time, which is just sort of an incredible opportunity for a new band to be able to go record with some of the great, with great professionals in there,
right,
especially in their industry that really understand what they're doing. So it was incredibly successful. And then because it was so successful, we decided we really wanted to expand it to the other categories. So we'll see how those go this year. And again, listening to the people who applied, again, there's stiff competition there, but we've narrowed it down to five of each category. So
when you look at the 40 bands all coming together, but they're all kind of working. I mean, they're all in this together, and there seems to be a brother and sisterhood there, right?
Yeah, it's so funny. I wait to see what the moment will be this year, but last year we had two bands that had been sort of traveling together for a little bit and ended up at our Fresh Grass Festival. But at the other festivals, they had started this kickball tournament. So the big world series of their kickball tournament ended up being at Massmocha at the end of our Fresh Grass. That was Elephant Revival and I think it was Lake Street Dive, but now I can't remember the other one. Oh, Mandolin Orange.
See, Mandolin Orange.
Yes.
Excellent.
An Elephant Revival one, just for the record. But as far as camaraderie, they all, they are sort of traveling this circuit and getting to know people. And so it's fun. It's like, yes, they're all about the musicianship, and you'll see other musicians from other bands pop up on other people's sets or bring them together or, do, other moments with other musicians. But then they're also just having fun together.
Here on, you're out in the lovely Berkshires, and here on Central Avenue, which, by the way, is equally lovely, but there are these little...
Yes,
there are are these little dust particles, and they travel, and every once in a while they attach themselves to somebody's vocal cords. And I think that's what happened to Jody. So we're going to get her some water. We have it. We just ordered it up for you. We'll get the water to you, and everything will be fine. When you think about when you look at this as a whole, workshops, what kind of workshops do you have?
Berklee College of Music works really, and Compass Records both work with us to create the workshops. And they range. This year we have a fiddle workshop. We have a mega jam banjo with Allison Brown, which we had last year, which was actually quite remarkable. People spoke about it like for hours afterwards. I heard everyone being like, oh my God, the mega jam. So we look forward to another amazing mega jam with Allison Brown. And then there's some about the industry. There's like a roots music listening seminar with Dave Hollander. There's an improvisation workshop about how to improvise in bluegrass, which I also think is interesting because I don't think people think of improvising in bluegrass. So that's another good one. There's a picking workshop with Happy Trom, who's a sort of a master of picking. And so those are sort of and then there are sort of smaller groups. You have to sign up for them in advance on the day of. Really, Berklee and Compass Records have sort of helped us sort of hone the different topics with all of them. So it's fun.
Now, I guess, so we have Sam Amidon on the roundtable tomorrow. Came in.
Love Sam Amidon.
Yesterday. Yep. And recorded. And we'll be playing that at 11:35, a little mini concert, and is going to be part of this. So that's great. And we'll look forward to that. So a little tease on that. But of course, I mean, you can't get really much past, well, I mean, you can, but let's face it, you had us at Emmylou Harris. Right? I mean, that's like, I would assume that's a lot of interest is coming from that.
Hope that means you're joining us, Jeff.
Well, yes, that's very, very cool. That's very, very cool.
Yeah, it's amazing that she's, going to be able to end our festival, too. It's also sort of a great way to just keep the festival going the whole time. Emmylou fans are very excited that she's coming here, and we're thrilled that she's adding us to, adding North Adams to her repertoire of many places she's been to. So we feel really lucky that she's going to be there. And I know the fans are looking forward to it. And the weather is looking good, knock on wood. I'm going to knock on wood.
Yeah, the weather is looking
good.
You know,
people are going to have a good time. We have some local food vendors. We have great beer. We have great cider. It's going to be a good fall experience.
Good
way to get outside.
Freshgrass Festival is happening Friday through Sunday, 19th through the 21st, and you can find out more information at freshgrass.com or massmocha.org. Freshgrass.com or massmocha.org. O-R-G, and that brings us to the weekend, but I'm assuming you've got lots of other stuff going on at Mass Mocha throughout the rest of the fall season, considering we're not even officially in fall yet, right?
We never stop at Mass Mocha. we launch right from this into our great fall club music series, and we're so excited today to announce that we just added a concert to our fall schedule. So on November 22nd, Mass Mocha favorite, a WAMC favorite. I know we have some fans in the house.
Yes. Josh Ritter is going to come and join us. And he's, been touring about, and he's really eager. He approached us. He was here a few years ago with our very first entree into, I'll put in air quotes, music festival, which we did in one day. Josh Ritter, he headlined that for us. And he was eager to come back. He's doing some new music that is coming out on an upcoming album. And he's coming here with a duo to really just sort of try out some new things. He was just at Green River Festival. Folks loved him there. And so I think he felt very warm and is looking for a place to come back to really, let people dive deeper into his music with him on November 22nd. So, yeah, we're thrilled to have him back.
That's great. Well, hopefully he'll come on the show again.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, because he's like, we love having him on the show. That'd be great. And Sarah loves having him on the show. That's important.
Right, and we like it when Sarah's happy.
Absolutely, right? Absolutely. But it's thrilling. It's a really cool event, and it'll be going. And it's a good thing. Like, November's a time where we want to do stuff like that.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that, Mass Mocha is year-round. We always try to have great events going on, and I think that, it's the perfect timing in the fall because the leaves are maybe gone and everyone's still settling in, but it's a great time to sort of still come hear some great music at Mass Mocha. We can do that. We have the space to do it. We're thrilled to have them.
And how about exhibits, Jody? What do we got going on art-wise?
We have three floors of Saul LeWitt. We have Anselm Kiefer and Franz Vest. Those exhibitions are long-term installations that are open now. They're seasonal, so they're open through November 2nd, and then they'll close and reopen for spring. When you walk into Mass Mocha and into the main galleries, Teresita Fernandez is a New York-based artist who has tricked us out in graphite and gold. It's like the museum sparkles and shines. It's really fantastic. And Lee Borison on October 11th takes over our largest gallery space, and he is interested in immersive, experiential landscape. Sort of. A new word I learned, Joe. Here's one for you. Phenomenological. Phenomenological.
Phenomenological?
Phenomenological.
Wow. I like that word.
So he is recreating smokestacks and lava fields and a waterfall, so you can sort of cross Niagara Falls in our galleries.
So not to be a smart aleck, but so the phenomenon of the logical, right? Is that the derivation? We'll assume.
What's the computer say?
I don't know. I have no idea. I was just making it up. I didn't know. Is that a term he made
up? It's like a weather phenomena.
Oh, okay. I'm looking right now. A study of periodic plant and animal life cycle events. Does that sound right?
So he is immersing us in the total environment, and he's doing so inside. It's landscape, indoors. It's the wilderness contained, and you can sort of weave your way through it, and it'll be a spectacle of an exhibition in our largest
galleries. Or it could be something
space.
That you do with Muppets. Yeah. I don't know. One of the two.
Also a spectacle.
Yes, also a spectacle. Mass Mocha's Fresh Grass Festival runs through this Friday through Sunday. Don't you dare miss it. It's Saturday 19th through the 21st. To learn more, freshgrass.com. Better yet, massmocha.org. Sue and Jody, you are wonderful. Thank you very much for being here. It's always a pleasure. Have an awesome weekend.
Thank you.
So
we'll
much.
See you all there.
You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.